So this morning, we're going to continue our faith series called Great Faith. Say with me, Great Faith. Again, after the ampau and eating, I thought after that, stronger now, right? Oh, okay, say with me, Great Faith. Okay, all right. Now, we all young people, we all receiving your ampau, all right? Learn to honor God as well, all right? Learn to give to the Lord. We're going to do our building loan fundraising, okay? Probably in March, okay? I'm going to talk about that. But do get ready, okay, with that. Now, the goal of our great series is that each and every one of us will have a greater understanding what it means to have great faith, what it means to understand biblical doctrine, okay, of faith. Which means, with this series, that my prayer is that you develop, okay, not just faith, but you develop great faith, okay, with all the challenges that you may be facing, okay, that you know how to practice, okay, faith in your life. Okay, in other words, as we do this series, that each and every one of us, okay, will also explore, okay, the faith of heroes of faith that was described, okay, in the Bible, all right? Today, we're going to talk about the great faith of Noah. Say with me, Noah. Noah. Okay, who is this Noah, right? Noah. Now, I would say that many of us have heard the story of Noah, yes, right? Whether you are, when you are a child, okay, or pictures that you have seen, okay, the boat, okay, you saw the boat and man, animals and all those. Probably when you are not even know Jesus yet, maybe you wore a t-shirt, Noah and all the animal 2x2, okay, Noah, right? Now, whatever story that you have heard about this, probably just hold it there and we're going to explore, okay, Noah, all right, in a fresh way if you can, all right? Now, so talking about this story of Noah and the flood, I see you suddenly become so serious. So, okay, now, so all this story of the flood. Now, if you will go in history, you will find out about China, you know, Middle East, and all those. Somehow, in their history or in their civilization, there's a story about a great flood. And some of it written as a myth. But let me tell you that Genesis chapter 6 talk about the great flood. Somehow, okay, in every civilization have this myth, okay, of the great flood. Now, talking about China, movies, okay, want to do about Noah. But by the way, that movie, how many of you have watched Noah, the movie? Okay, the rest, no need to watch, okay? Yeah, that's not the Noah of the Bible. That is Noah Crowe. Okay, Noah Crowe. Okay, Russell Crowe, right? Okay, now. Since it's still in a Chinese New Year mood, okay, now, this word, chuan, say with me, chuan, okay? I'm not from a Chinese school, but I know this word, right? Now, some of you may not come from a Chinese background, same, okay, like me, same, all right? So, I just learned of the word, okay, chuan. Now, if you look at the Chinese character, it goes back, okay, to their ancient world, how they describe, how they came up with this word and stroke and all those. Now, when you look at a Chinese word, all right, it has many meanings, all right? So if you were to take this word, it's made of three words, okay? Three characters. Now, when you divide this into three characters, this itself is a sheep that carries a meaning of sheep, zhou. Am I correct? Did I pronounce correct? Zhou. It's already a sheep, but it added two more strokes, all right? Two more characters, which is, this is eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, 8. And this is ko, okay, it's the mouth, okay, the ko. In other words, in this ship, there are eight people, okay, in this ship. How does the ancient world of China, okay, when they draft all these words, how do they know that there's eight people in this ship? Now, when the Tower of Babel disperse, okay, the happening of the Tower of Babel, when they disperse, people have spread all over, they have carried, okay, that message, okay, and when they reach China, many of words are formed and make, all right, in those nation. So there were eight people in the ship. Who is this eight? As we talk about the story of Noah, that is Noah. Noah married. Okay, he has a wife. What's the name of Noah's wife? Anybody? Yes, that's right. Mrs. Noah, right? Mrs. Noah. Yeah, Mrs. Noah. Oh, no, right? You don't know. What's the name? I know it's the husband is Lee, so Mr. Lee. So the wife, Mrs. Lee. All right, correct. You never go wrong. Okay, now, Mr. Noah, Mrs. Noah. And he has three sons. What's the name of the three sons? Shame. Noah Junior 1, Junior 2, Junior 3. Okay. Noah 1, Noah 2, Noah 3. Okay, now. So Ham, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. All right, now. All three of them married. And they had, that means Mr. and Mrs. Noah has three daughters-in-law. So all make up? Eight. Okay, all eight. The Bible at that time not recorded whether they have children yet. So there were eight of them, okay, in okay the ship. So as we learn of the great faith of Noah, okay, in the Great Faith series that we have this big question that we want to explore and try to answer. So how to maintain great faith when the world mocks at you and the flood water rise? Now, I do not know about you, okay, having become a Christian, has anyone ridiculed you? Or you, Jesus, believe in Jesus, oh, you drink blood, man. God, no, or whatever, they have ridiculed you, okay, because of the faith that you have. And many times in my working place, I've also been ridiculed, all right? So, whenever I enter a meeting, there will be, but anyway, when they ridicule me, then I say, yeah, okay, this is good in a way because they know that I believe, okay, in Jesus and all those. Whenever I enter the meeting room, they will say like, okay, GP is here. So God is also here, you know. So they will, they will refrain from saying all the dirty words. Okay, now. My mom, many times when she receives her relatives, okay, they will brand her as Yeso Paul in Cantonese, okay, which means direct translation will be Jesus Lady, all right, this in Cantonese. But when you say in Cantonese, it's more like, it's not a commendation in that sense, but it's more like ridiculing her, all right. So I do not know about you. You might have been ridiculed, maybe people mock you because of your belief. And we all, and the flood water rising, all right, with all the challenges that you have, and the much little time that you have, all right? So how to maintain that great faith, right? Now, so we want to look at this verse in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, okay, that says this. Will you read with me? 1, 2, 3. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he will condemn the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Let us pray. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. Even as we go, this series of great faith, help us, O God, Lord, to develop great faith in our life. Father God, I ask, Lord, that Holy Spirit come, teach us, guide us, because only you can. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, Amen. All right. Let me look at the time. Okay, less than 30 minutes. Okay, now. So when we look at this scripture, in just one verse, the Hebrew writer wrote to the Hebrew or to the Jewish believers, he's saying that by me writing this, I already expect that all of you understand the story of Noah, the story of Noah, which is taken from Genesis 6, chapter 6, 7, 8, and probably before that, a bit more about Noah in Genesis chapter 5, but the story of the flood is written in three chapters and was placed in one verse. So, which is this morning, I'm going to expect that you already know the story. I don't know, okay. We won't be able to read all the three chapters, all right? You go home and read. But we're going to capture a few verses and then we're going to learn about why Noah was classified having great faith, all right? Now, based on this, we can actually saying that, number one, by faith being warned. So, by faith, Noah was able to discern future events. Number two, he was asked to build an ark. So by faith, Noah built the ark. Okay, it's running out right now. And save his family. And of course, the fourth one is he became an heir. That means he inherited the righteousness that comes, okay, by faith. Now, my question is, what conspired Noah to build this ark? Who is Noah? Who is this man that God chose to warn him of the things that is to come? Why Noah? All right, and I wonder, okay, for God to do that, sometimes I wonder, how many of us want God to tell you things ahead? To tell things, what is future? How many? Oh, one, okay, one. How many people want to know is whether stock up, stock down, or whether petrol price up or down. Now we got bigger things than that. I do not know. If God were to tell you your future, will you be excited? Yes, I hope you're excited. Or if God were to tell you your future, you'll be so scared to know the future. Oh, which one? Let us be excited, huh, of what God wants to do, okay, in our life. But for Noah, for him, okay, to receive that, he's living in a world that's so challenging because he's living in the midst of unbelieving and ungodly world, and people are mocking him and ridiculing him. So the difference that he made is because is the Bible tells us is because of faith that he has. All right, now let's go to Genesis chapter 6. The Lord saw the wickedness of man and was great in the earth, and that every intention of thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Can you imagine? One is you see outside all the evil things that they have done, wicked things. Guy don't want to look like a guy, you know, girl don't want to look like a girl, you know, all those, you know, wicked things. And then after that, every intention, that means from the outside to the inside, was only evil, okay, continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, men and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them. In other words, it had come to a time that God said, I am sorry. The Lord regretted. Now, with that two words, is explained by this word called grief. God was so grieved. It means, in other words, God was so broken-hearted to see what man has become because of sin nature. So when God looked at all the world, he was so sad, he was so grieved, he was so heartbroken, but suddenly someone caught his eye. And then when it comes to verse 7, when it comes to verse 8, but Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Get a good amen. So when God looked at the world, when God looked at the Lipsing Garden, okay, when God looked at level 5, will he say, wow, I found favor, okay, with each and every one of you? Oh, that's God. You see, wow, he found favor. Now, that word favor, is this word called grace? How do we come to know the Lord Jesus? It's by his grace. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace you have been saved. So do we deserve God's grace? Not at all. Do we deserve Jesus dying on the cross? Not at all. But Jesus came and died for each and every one of us. We don't deserve, but God gave it to us. That is his grace. But how to receive this grace? Through faith. So for by grace you have been saved through faith. So the whole picture of the story of Noah is a picture of salvation, okay, for mankind. So I want to rephrase that question. This is now the first question. Reading this, I want to rephrase it to be this, okay? How Noah maintained great faith and was found favor, okay, in the eyes of God. So when you go to a company, the boss look at everyone, and say, oh, Calvin. Okay, you know what I mean, right? All right, now. So, but in the midst of unbelieving, ungodly, evil, and wicked, mocking world, I do not know if someone had mocked you, I don't know, how do you feel? You still want to believe Jesus, all right, in that sense? So I have three observations, okay, that we're going to explore, okay, together, all right? Now, number one. I put it into three W's, all right? So simple, easy for us to remember. Number one, by faith, Noah walked with God. Then you'll be wondering, hey, I thought Noah walked with God. Yes, correct. Not only Enoch walked with God, Noah also walked with God. But how did Noah walk with God? Genesis, continue to read, 6 to 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God, and Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And then it repeats again in chapter 7, verse 1. Then the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Friends, when God look at you and I, what will God say? In God's eye, when he see, wow, he only see favor. He look at you, hey, I see grace. Oh, I see you, I see faith, I see hope, I see love. When God look at each and every one of us, what does God see? When I was just looking at this word, I was just saying, these are the generation of Noah. That means God took time to have it written that these are the generation of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. And he walked with God. So which means I'm just looking, I say, God, when you look at every one of us, will you put my name there? You think about it. Will you put your name there? These are the generation of GP. GP was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Can we put our name there? Do we qualify? Noah. The secret is Noah walked with God. Okay, Noah walked with God. How did Noah walk with God? He walked by faith. That he walked with God or walked by faith consistently. Not today, then tomorrow walk, today don't walk, then next day walk, then don't walk. No, you got to walk consistently, all right? Now, the New Living Translation said this. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, the only blameless person living on the earth at that time. Okay? And he walked in close relationship or in close fellowship with God. So my question is, how did Noah learn how to walk with God? How? From who? What do you think? It should be from his father. All right? How does the father learn how to walk with God? His grandfather. Okay. How does the grandfather learn how to walk? His great-grandfather. Why I say this? Because when we heard the message of Enoch, which Eze preached, okay, I think what, two Sundays ago, he showed you this, all right, if you remember the slide. In Genesis 5:24, Enoch walked with God. So in other words, the birth of Noah, then Methuselah, all right, then the judgment of the flood. So it's all linked, right? So who was the father of Noah? Lamech. Who's the father of Lamech? Methuselah. Who's the father of Methuselah? Enoch. So Enoch is the great-grandfather of Noah. Chinese New Year, we have all this visitation to family members, all those, so that you can greet, oh, this is my great-grandfather, your great-great-grandfather. You tell your spouse, some of them you've not even met. Okay? So how many of you have uncle who is much younger than you? Then you suddenly have to call this uncle, you know, primary school, uncle. Got right? Because of family and big family and all those, all right now. So Enoch was the great-grandfather of Noah. And the Bible talks about Enoch walked with God and he was not forgot to him. How did that happen? Can I have a volunteer? Enoch. Who wants to be Enoch? Huh? Doesn't sit so far. Can I have Terrence come? Terrence. Let's say he's Enoch. What's his wife's name? Mrs. Enoch. Okay, pulling. Okay, so Enoch walked with God. All right? So he walked with God. He has a close relationship with God. So God will share to him. He shared to God everything. Okay, telling Enoch what is to come and what is going to take place and so on. So they walk and they have fellowship. Okay, over and over again. And they walk so far. Okay, they walk so far. And as they walk, Enoch actually walked and reached God's home, which is heaven. So close. And then God said this is Noah. Noah, we have this close fellowship relationship for so deep and so, we have walked so long and you walk so near to my home now. Why not just come home? That's why the Bible says, and he was not, for God took him. Yeah, let's give a big hand to Terrence. Okay. Preparing him, next week he preach. Okay. Okay, now. Now, as we hear about that, right, Enoch, what we got, and this is a good picture of how a generation and another generation, how a generation taught his next generation godly values and character. And for Enoch, he taught them how to walk with God. It's a good picture, okay, of a good family generation. Now, as I look at this generation to generation, and looking at Noah, the generation that he lives in has become so wicked, and violence and corruption and all those, right? Now, I find that in our near us are also not different. Okay, how people have caused themselves, okay, to be sexually immoral, how they involve in alcoholic and drugs and so on and so on. Just of the recent accident, okay, at near home here, Penang Bridge, how a car speeding under the influence of alcohol and drug hit his friend's car SUV, and how the SUV turned and then flew and dropped into the sea. Sad story, right? But as you go deeper, okay, because under the influence of alcohol and drugs, what do you do 2-3 a.m. in the morning speeding, all right? And that's one story near us. And then another recent story during Chinese New Year, where you hear about a recent news from New York that a new law has been passed that allow babies, when they reach a full term, okay, they are allowed to be aborted, which means killed, right up to the time of delivery. Can you imagine a baby in the womb, a 7 to 8 pound, okay, baby, which means would be fully functional outside the womb in just another few minutes to be delivered, but they are given the license to kill. Crazy, right? Right? Now, that law which declare, that means every individual has the right, the individual that has become pregnant has the fundamental right to choose whether to carry that pregnancy or not. Okay, now, that also have other side effect, which is number one, it erases the state recognition of a pre-born babies as potential homicide. That means police cannot do anything. Number two, it removes abortion from the penal code entirely. Number three, it also means they allow licensed health practitioners or a doctor to commit abortion. Now, what most disturbing was, when I read the news, was the governor of New York called the people to celebrate this inhuman law. You can search, okay? You can search, just to make you feel... Now, when I read that, it's like, hey, this is like the days of Jesus. When Jesus was born, right, King Herod sent a decree that killed every baby under age 2. And you see, now it's happening. In our time that we are hearing, this generation or this century. Then look at Genesis chapter 6. Continue reading. Okay, now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence, and God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. I no need to explain, right? What's corrupt? Okay. For all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth, and God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them, okay, with the earth. Now, as Genesis talk about that, do you know that Matthew talk about that, Peter talk about that, Hebrews talk about that? Let's look at another one, That's where Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7 says, by faith Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen. So I just imagine if God were to warn Noah walked with God to a stage where God reveals. So I was just thinking, when God reveals, would it be exciting or would it be scary? Which one? Both, right now. So in this case, it's a warning, it's scary. Now, so in Matthew, Jesus said this, for as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days, before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage. Wow, look like Chinese New Year, man. Eating, drinking, marrying. Okay, now, very happy. But they were not aware until the day when Noah entered the ark. They were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. So Jesus saying, one day, I'm going to come back. People will choose not to listen. People will choose not to bother. They will continue with their lifestyle. And then warning has been given, but they choose not to, right? So by faith, Noah was being warned. Now, I want to relate one story. Recently, you and I having a short meeting with our leaders in Queens Bay Mall. Just looking at Jude here, right? Okay, right? So we were at Starbucks. I was telling, okay, Deborah and Chen Chen, okay, Mio's nephew was with us. He said, okay, why not you all sit down? Deborah, you do a homework. Okay, we have our meeting, all right? Our meeting. So when we seated and start our meeting, I saw there was a couple talking to Deborah and talking to Chen Chen, all right? I was saying, who is this couple? I thought, oh, can do something engaged, right? So I go there, hello, okay. They were preaching to Deborah and Chen Chen. They say, oh, where are you from? They say, I'm from Church of God. Right, I know my antenna out already, okay? This is a cult group, okay? Take note, cult group. Now, I say, oh, okay, all right, but I have no time to debate with them, all right, now. We left about half an hour, we need to go, so we need me. I say, okay, we are all Christian, thank you very much. The lady left, but the guy insists to tell, okay, his gospel, okay, right? I said, no, we are all Christian, thank you very much. So, I hope you can make your way, so I go back. So, I ding-dong like that 3 times. For the 4th time, I say, hello, sir, thank you very much, we are all Christians, all right? Then he said, even Christian, I don't know what, I don't know. All those are start to reveal. I say, okay, thank you very much. I'm going to take your photo. He could stand up, you should take my photo. I say, I already told you, right? So, cut the story short, friends. People who do not know what is right. He's pushing a message call that in order to be saved, you got to observe Passover, and then he got to introduce you, Mother God. Yeah. Right, yeah. When you hear, it sound doesn't right. So in other words, what I'm trying to say, by faith, God has warned Noah. When we see all these things going on, right, even our midst, are we not warned that if we not tell the gospel, somebody else will? And you do not know what they will tell. True? All right? So, which means, friends, you know the truth, you got to say it. All right? You got to say it. Now, we're going to have our GoMeet class. I'm going to promote GoMeet class for a while. That is, in GoMeet class, some of you attended, but you have not shared the gospel. Somehow you learned it, but have not. Please come back, okay? Refresh. I'm going to leave with you tools that you're able to share the gospel as simple, okay, as it is, all right? So Noah, by faith, he walked with God. Question, how is your walk? Okay, how is your walk? Now, great faith is walking with God consistently. Not one day, not 2 days, but you walk with God consistently. Well, number two, how this maintain great faith, huh? Number two, by faith, Noah worked for God. Have to work one, man? Yes. Bible tells us that God is still working today. Yes, he's still working today. By faith, Noah worked with God. As far as he walked with God, as God speaks to him in his word, God warned Noah what is to do, which means Noah has to work. Okay, before the judgment day, he has to work. All right, now, we are all servants. We serve God, we love serve God and all those. But God doesn't take us remain as a servants. That's where John tells us, okay? John tells us that you are my friends if you do what I command you. But you are no longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. Because we can serve and serve and serve and serve. But if you do not grow in your relationship with Christ, then where will you be, right? So God has also come to a place where as you grow your relationship, God says, I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I made known to you. Just as Noah walked with God, God has revealed that to Noah. How was Noah were to work? Noah got to trust God completely. He got to obey him wholeheartedly. How? Going back to Hebrews chapter 11, okay. That says here, by faith, the same words, in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his family. Noah was to build an ark. Now, how did he build that ark? How? Now, God has a blueprint. So that's why in Genesis, when you read that passage, that in Genesis chapter 6, all right, verse 14 onwards, it says, make yourself an ark of a gopher wood, make rooms in the ark, cover it inside and out with pitch. Now, so the whole blueprint, how this ark got to build, how wide, how deep, how many compartments, how many level. Now, the whole blueprint of this has many meanings as well, but that's not my intention, okay, to explain this 300, this 50 and all those. But one of the things that I would like to tell you will be this, make room in the ark and cover it with inside and out with pitch. Now, the whole ark is a picture of salvation. The ark itself is a picture of Jesus. How are they saved? Through the ark. That the ark through that, that's how do we save? Jesus. Alright? So how did Jesus save us? On the cross. Okay? Shed his blood. Cover us. Cover our sin because they're on the cross. This ark is made of wood. What was this cross made of? Wood. Alright now. He said, make room in the ark and cover it. Now, if you were to search the word cover and pitch, this cover is the same word used for the word propitiation. Which means when you have made a God angry, what do? You have to say tolong again, don't get angry, right? Okay, now. So you make sacrifice. So here when Noah was being told to cover it inside and outside, it's like to make propitiation. Okay, cover. Now, with pitch. The root word for this is the word ransom. That's why Jesus came, died for us, to die a ransom for us. Okay, so it's a whole picture of who Jesus is. Now, with that reading that, right, number one, what Noah is to do is to build an ark. When you continue to read, God says, I will establish my covenant with you. That means that it's the promise that Noah got to believe. Then the third one was, of every living thing and of all flesh, you shall bring. Okay, bring every two of every sort of into the ark. They shall be male and female. Okay, all the animals have been described. 21. Also take with you every sort of food that is eaten. Wow, this is the best part, right? Okay, now, some you always ask, Pastor, what happened to the dinosaur? You know, in the flood, some is to be eaten, you know. All right, okay, to feed all the rest. Okay, no, just kidding. Okay, now, so which means, to conclude this as a summary, what was Noah to do? He got to build the ark. He got to believe God's covenant and then bring in the animals two by two and then what? And bring food. Now, the question is this. For Noah to do that, friends, how many of us realize none of that has ever happened before? No one has ever built an ark. No one has ever built an ark. There's no nothing for him to copy. Understand? There's no Google, you know, there's no Google, right? No one has ever graduated, okay, as the degree for building a ship. Okay, the same time, no one has ever called the animals or the fish. He's not Aquaman. Yeah, right? Now, more. No one has ever seen a flood. Whereas no one has ever seen the rain. Which also means for us to know, right? No one has ever died for anyone. Jesus came to die for us. There was the ark. God is the originator, okay, of that. God came and showed Noah how to build that ark, believe his covenant, and bring in the animals. The question is, did Noah obey? Yes, okay, he did. Now, so by faith, Noah worked, he trusted God, the blueprint, completely follow and obey God wholeheartedly. So did he? Yes, right. Noah did, he did all that God commanded him. New Living Translation says, so Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded him. Chapter 7 again, Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. So he did all. So which means, great faith is working for God wholeheartedly. From your walking, from your relationship that you have built with Christ, for all the knowing that you have must not stop there. All your knowing of knowing who Jesus, the truth, you got to work. Okay, how do you work? Which means, you got to look at the third one, now I'll explain. Okay, the third one, Noah waited on God. The third W. He walked, he worked, he waited. Now you ask, Noah waited on God? Noah has to wait on God? How many of you like to wait? How many of you like to wait? Nobody likes, right? No hands go up. The best thing in my life is to wait. Anybody said this before? Nobody likes to wait. Here was Noah, has to wait by faith. He waited on God. Now, Psalms 32 says about, do not be like a horse or a mule. What does that mean? A horse may rush impatiently. A mule, which is a donkey, okay, may drag his feet stubbornly. But Noah chose to walk with God, and allow God to arrange his timing. So my question is, how long did Noah wait? How long? When you apply for something, for a loan, you apply for this, you ask somebody for something, how long you got to wait? Big question, right? You pray and pray and pray, 1 year after another year, and then you wait. How long? So look at the story of Noah. For in 7 days, I will send rain on the earth. Wow, God said he's going to send the rain, right? Then he said, 7 days. How many of you like to wait for 7 days? Lazada, how many days? Okay, how many of you wait 7 days, all right? Now, then after 7 days, he said, I will send rain 40 days, 40 nights. So after wait for 7 days, then rain going to come and it's going to be 40 days, 40 nights. Wow, 40 days, 40 nights. Then the rain will stop, true? Now, when the rain stop, doesn't mean that it's end of the flood. The water still remain. The water has not subsided. How long it takes? The Bible says the water prevail on the earth 150 days. Friends, how long do you want to wait? 7 days? 40 days, 40 nights, or 150 days? How long did Noah wait? It's not 7 days, friends. It's not 40 days, 40 nights. It's not 150, but it's all of them. And look at this, because my question is, when did the flood happen? Now, Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters came upon the earth, and Noah and his sons and his wife and his son's wife, with him altogether eight, went into the ark to escape the waters of the flood. When the flood came, Noah was 600 years old. Question, when he start building the ark? When was God choose to warn Noah? When was the first time when God warned him or tell him of what is to come? We do not know. Yeah. So as I trace back from Genesis 7, 6 to Genesis 5, because after Genesis 5 here is the flood. So the last verse was, after Noah was 500 years old, Noah fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So in other words, at age 500, probably God warned him. You have these three sons, this is what you're going to do. You got to start training. You got to tell them what to be God and all those. All right. At 600 years, flood came. But I would think that he would not know that flood is going to come at the age of 600, which means, so to speak, probably 100 years. 100 years. Can you imagine 100 years he has to wait? 100 years, maybe 100 years building the ark. Can you imagine 100 years? People say that he's gila, siao, building an ark or a ship in the middle of a dry land. You know what? You want to build a ship, you go lah near the sea, near the river, all right? Where you build in the middle of the dry land, all right? So, and no one has ever seen a ship. And he's going to tell everyone that rain is going to come, flood is going to come. No one has ever seen that. Crazy. Now, what's the name of Noah's wife? Mrs. Noah. You think that the story of Noah, it's also a story of Mrs. Noah. Mrs. Noah go to market. Everybody is talking about her because he married a mad guy. Crazy. Building an ark. No face. So apply. Tick, tick. Okay. Maybe you're thinking, oh, that's the father and mother. Lah. Come on, you are the sons. You go to school. You go to college, you play football, whatever that you are doing. Ayo, this one, the father crazy one. The mom also crazy one. You think you're talking about a father, mother, and the three sons. You're also talking about you as a girl. Suddenly you fall in love with Noah's son. And you're going to become the daughter-in-law. Crazy, huh? You're going to marry. Your in-law going to be like crazy family. Friend, why I'm saying all those? Because how do you maintain great faith in a world like this? You'll be mobbed and ridiculed because of that warning, because of that word that God gave you. 100 years, he has been mocked. What will you do? All right? Now, as I close, By faith, right? So we cover this, the third one. He became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. When everybody choose their way and not God's way, are you going to do God's way? The word righteous, so deep, right? Righteous, righteousness. There's a simple word there, right? When everybody do left, you better do right. You're doing right, better do right. Don't follow the left. What is that trying to say? It means to live a righteous life, do it right. Yeah, just do it right. Easy. All right? Just do it right. So he became an heir. He inherited what righteousness is all about. Do it right. Live it right. Okay? Become an heir. Now, with that, I want to show you what Peter says. Okay, in 2 Peter, verse 4 and 5 say, for if God did not spare angels where they sinned, but cast into them hell and committed them to chain of gloomy and darkness to be kept until judgment. If he did not spare the ancient world. Now, what Peter is saying, when God look at sin or look at wickedness, God is not going to give you chance. That means Peter is saying he did not spare angels, you know. He did not also spare the ancient world. You got to receive punishment. But the beauty is, when it comes to Noah, but God preserved Noah. Why? A herald of righteousness with seven others when he brought the flood upon the world of the ungodly. So I thought, great faith. He walked, he worked, he waited. So these 100 years, do you think sometimes we wait, we do nothing, right? But he not only waited, he was building and he was preaching. He was telling the world a herald of righteousness. That means he is speaking, he is preaching. He was telling people the news, the gospel. Friends, while you're waiting, nothing seems to happen. Are you going to tell the world about Jesus? You pray, nothing happened. But are you going to tell about who Jesus is? You're waiting for a promotion, nothing happens, but you're going to tell the goodness of God. Yeah. Noah became the herald of righteousness. That means, while great faith is waiting on God patiently, Noah preached the gospel patiently for 100 years. And people continue to ridicule him, mocking him. He continued to preach. So as I end, worshiping comes back, I will say that's 100 years of God's grace. He preach, 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 preach. Nobody, you know, nobody want to receive him. Thank God, seven listen to him. yeah, seven listen. So all enter the ark. It's 100 years of God's grace. So to speak, the 100 years of God's grace. That God extend that. Why? For us to wait, to wait patiently. For 100 years, Noah waited patiently. As I look at it, I suddenly realize, it's not we waiting. It's actually God waiting. God extending that years after years because he is so patient waiting for you to respond. Because humans are a kind of so stubborn, right? Know already there's truth, still don't want to accept. Know there's truth, still wants to fight. All right. So it was 100 years of God's grace waiting patiently for you and I to respond in faith. Yeah. Seven came to know the Lord. And good, amen. So friends, as I end, do we have 100 years? Maybe not. How much more time that we can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are we able to wait patiently? God, in his time, He waited patiently for you and I.